In Germany, I discovered that you must leave the South African way of things behind because it can come and bite you. And that is how I got lost. By the mere fact that I never realized they're doing things differently, especially on time and the technology. So there we were coming from Amsterdam. So we took the train to Amsterdam, we changed train. When we came back now, that was in South Africa, that would have been dark, but I think it was about 8:30, but it's light that time. And we were in the group and we, the learners, the teachers from Heinsberg, and it was a lovely day. And they said the train will arrive in the next couple of minutes. And I thought it good to just pop in. And the shop is right behind my back. You go around the corner, so I couldn't see anything. It was less than 2 minutes. The shop is empty. I just took the bubble gum, came back. Maybe I looked around perhaps a little bit, but less than 2 minutes. I got back to the platform, empty. I told myself I then didn't hear a train. In South Africa, you could hear the train for 100 meters away. You know, I even thought that they still here because it's impossible for them to be gone. You know, it struck me that my worst nightmare can be that the train. But I couldn't believe, I walked to a box where there's a man, an official of the railway. I asked him, did a train just came and left? He said yes. I told him, I'm from South Africa and I really don't know what to do now. When is the next train and is that train going the same route and what have you? But I learned something about myself. I wasn't scared. I don't know why not. It was years a challenge for me. And my mind was all telling me, how are you gonna get back to your group? I don't know which station to get off or whatever, but there came a train and I got onto that. And my mind told me, they might realize I'm not with them. There's no cell phone, I don't talk about cell phones because I didn't log in that country and I didn't carry it. I didn't know Alex's number. Nothing. I don't know, but I just didn't have it. So I got onto a train and I thought to myself, they might wait at the end where I just know I must get off at Roermond. That's what I know. And they will come and look for me there. There's a turn in this story where I appreciate something very much. So I got onto the train. I started to ask, will somebody tell me when it's Roermond or whatever? And I opened my mouth just to greet a black lady. She said, Cape Town, right there. I said, how do you know? She told me she's from Cooks and she's been studying here and all of that. And the train went on for half an hour. And you know what happened? The train stopped at a station and it went on. And here came Backhouse. Mm-hmm. He came. He walked from carriage to carriage. His first word was, Jeremy, look where you are. And we know what he did. He got, when they realized I was missing, he got off on the next station, got onto the next train. And they were thinking what I might be doing, get onto the next train. And he got next, and he just walked right through the train. There you are. Now I'm going to watch you. I felt like a child. But the way they were concerned about me and how they would think on my behalf. And I realized actually how lucky I am for their thinking. And it could have been a disaster if we missed each other, because where would I sleep? And And I think about that afterwards, but not while I was. I kind of enjoyed that I'm alone, I must figure this out, and it's going to have a nice ending. So when I got her, everybody knew, the teacher got lost, and I think Mrs. Kiriwalt said, we're supposed to look after the children, not after the teachers, and there the teacher got lost.